Page Roman 13. Introduction. The story of Odysseus' return to his home kingdom of Ithaca following an absence of 20 years is best known from Homer's Odyssey. Odysseus is said to have spent half of these years fighting the Trojan War and the other half wandering around the Aegean Sea, trying to get home, enduring hardships, conquering or evading monsters, and sleeping with goddesses. The character of wily Odysseus has been much commented on. He's noted as a persuasive liar and disguise artist, a man who lives by his wits, who devises stratagems and tricks, and who is sometimes too clever for his own good. His divine helper is Pallas Athene, a goddess who admires Odysseus for his ready inventiveness. In the Odyssey, Penelope, daughter of Icarius of Sparta and cousin of the beautiful Helen of Troy, is portrayed as the quintessential faithful wife, a woman known for her intelligence and constancy. In addition to weeping and praying for the return of Odysseus, she cleverly deceives the many suitors who are swarming around her palace, eating up Odysseus' estate in an attempt to force her to marry one of them. Page Roman 14. Not only does Penelope lead them on with false promises, she weaves a shroud that she unravels at night, delaying her marriage decision until its completion. Part of the Odyssey concerns her problems with her teenaged son, Telemachus, who is bent on asserting himself not only against the troublesome and dangerous suitors, but against his mother as well. The book draws to an end with the slaughter of the suitors by Odysseus and Telemachus, the hanging of 12 of the maids who have been sleeping with the suitors, and the reunion of Odysseus and Penelope. But Homer's Odyssey is not the only version of the story. Mythic material was originally oral and also local. A myth would be told one way in one place and quite differently in another. I have drawn on material other than the Odyssey, especially for the details of Penelope's parentage, her early life and marriage, and the scandalous rumors circulating about her. Page Roman 15. I've chosen to give the telling of the story to Penelope and to the 12 hanged maids. The maids form a chanting and singing chorus which focuses on two questions that must pose themselves after any close reading of the Odyssey. What led to the hanging of the maids, and what was Penelope really up to? The story as told in the Odyssey doesn't hold water. There are too many inconsistencies. I've always been haunted by the hanged maids, and in the Penelopiad, so is Penelope herself.